Hello, everyone. Good morning or good whatever time it is for you. Welcome to the research track session today. I'm Julie Desch. I'm the Research Advisory Committee Chair at CFRI and also a member of the Board of Directors. And as a member of the Research Advisory Committee, I have the honor of reviewing incredibly innovative research project proposals. We have two CF research awards at CFRI. The New Horizons Award funds PIs in medical and academic institutions across the United States, and the Elizabeth Nash Memorial Fellowship awards postdoctoral fellows across the country. So today we have two CFRI-funded researchers sharing their work. After Dr. Lee presents this morning, we'll have a very short time for questions. And if at the end of the weekend there's a desire to create a follow-up roundtable discussion, please let CFRI know, and the staff will do everything they can to make this happen. So first this morning, I'd like to introduce Dr. Ki-Hoon Lee. Dr. Lee is a postdoctoral fellow at the Pathogen and Microbiome Institute at Northern Arizona University, working with Dr. Emily Cope. He has a broad background in microbiology, genetics, and immunology, with specific expertise in biofilm research and respiratory microbiome analysis. His postdoctoral research investigates the effects of microbial communities in upper and lower respiratory tracts in chronic disease states. He's also investigating the CF microbiome to determine the specific microbial members that contribute to the respiratory health of CF patients using a multi-omics approach, including shallow shotgun metagenomics and comparative metatranscriptomics. So Dr. Lee will present a multi-omic approach to evaluate concurrent sinus and pulmonary disease in cystic fibrosis. So join me in welcoming Dr. Lee.
All right. Excuse me. Hello, and thank you for the introduction, Julie. And it is my honor to present the research here at CFRI conference in the second time. And it's been 2 years since I started this project, multi-omic study on concurrent sinus and lung disease in CF. Now the research is, this part of research is wrapping up, and I'll present you what I've been doing and what is the meaning of the study. I'll try to make this clear as possible since English is not my forte. So before I talk about the study, the little reminder about the microbiome from last year. The human microbiome study emerged about 16, 17 years ago, mostly focused on gut microbiota, excuse me. But since then, the microbiome study has come a long way. Now many researchers beginning to understand its importance and the roles in various human diseases. The human microbiome study discovered a surprising number of different microbes in a human and their functions in health. The term microbiome is the aggregated genome of all microbes in an environment. And microbiota is the collection of microbes. So the microbes reside in the gut is gut microbiota, and the genome of the gut microbiota is gut microbiome. The studies revealed that we have about 1.3 times more human microbiota than human body cells. In easier term, we have 1.3 times more bacteria, fungi, and viruses and archaea, and hopefully not so much the worm cells in our body, than our own cells. Well, don't be surprised yet. There are approximately 100 times more genes encoded by the human microbiome than are the encoded in human genome in a person. They encoded for various functions in our body. And so yeah, these genes of microbiota actually have functions in your body. And these microbes contribute not only in digestion, but also microbes in the gut help the education of the immune system. And through interactions with our immune system, they contribute to health in peripheral organs such as lung and brain. So the changes in the microbiota can associate with various diseases. There is a remarkable diversity of human microbiota in health, and these microbial communities have distinct composition across the human body. So for example, the composition of gut microbiota is dominated by phylum called Bacteroidetes and Formicutes, whereas the nostrils are dominated by Formicutes, Actinobacteria, and lesser extent, Proteobacteria. And this Proteobacteria, the portion of Proteobacteria is changed, like depends on which disease you have. Okay. And in the airway, the microbiota burden and composition changes due to the health status. The number of microbes of healthy person decrease from upper to lower airway. However, the microbial burden of diseased airway were all high throughout the airway. Also, the microbiota composition was different between healthy and diseased airway. And different diseases shows different compositional patterns. And these observations lead to these hypotheses. The compositional changes of airway microbiota is related to the airway disease development. So among these different airway microbes, microbiota, my research is focused on CRS, which is upper airway disease, and CF, lower airway disease of microbiome, and their relationship with CF progression. Then why CRS? CRS is chronic rhinosinusitis and is a type of sinusitis. It is a very common disease in the Western population. And these are the pictures of sinuses. And in sinusitis, the nasal cavity is clogged by inflammation or polyps, and it gets filled with fluid, which makes patients really uncomfortable. And if the symptoms maintains over 12 weeks, it is called chronic rhinosinusitis, CRS. And despite the medicinal and surgical management, the recurrence of CRS is very common, and it's almost impossible to like cure completely. Excuse me. And then, why would you want to study CRS? The major cause of classic CF is the absence of or abnormal CFTR gene. And other than CF, there are few CFTR-related diseases such as idiopathic bronchiectasis and CRS. The malfunction in CFTR gene causes very thick mucus that is with like 30 to 60 times higher viscosity thickness, and which obstructs sinus cavity. And the patients with classic CF have a very high incidence of CRS, close to 100%. And there is a hypothesis called unified airway hypothesis, which proposed that a pathological process in one region of the airway would affect the function of the entire airway. There are epidemiologic, pathophysiologic, and clinical evidences which reveal the link between upper and lower airway diseases such as CRS and asthma, and CRS and COPD. And why don't we study CRS and CF? That's what I'm doing. excuse me. And microbiome, the main focus of my study is an emerging biomarker to study the unified airway hypothesis. How about in CF? The progressive CF is characterized by a presence of polymicrobial communities like biofilm or the microbiota and chronic inflammation in tissue, sputa, and bowel fluid. However, there are just few studies that evaluate the CF sinus and lung microbiome in parallel. And most of the studies are focused on compositional feature of the lung bacterial microbiota. using 16S rRNA gene sequencing. But in our study, we are characterizing the microbiome using something called shallow shotgun metagenomics in order to identify microorganisms, not only bacteria, but also the microbes in other kingdoms, such as fungi, archaea, and viruses, and some protozoans too, that contribute both to upper and lower airway health in disease, health or disease in CF patients. Okay. And in our previous studies, we show the microbial community richness decrease in most in CRS patients with CF. And this shows the loss of microbial diversity in both sinus and lungs of CRS patients with CF compared to the CRS patients without CF, which can be interpreted as a certain pathogen taking over other microbes' places. So like these major pathogens winning the competition with other microbes in our microbiota. And these indicate the loss of microbial niche specificity between sinus and lung in CF patients, which means the microbiota in sinus and lung became similar, which has a slight little connection with those unified airway hypotheses. And this shows like specifically the microbiota. And this is the first aim of our research, and we will use comparative metagenomics in collected the banked or lung and sinus samples from healthy CRS and CF CRS patients collected at UCSF. We'll compare these to the strain level taxonomic features to identify the microbial components that co-occur in sinus and lung disease in CF CRS patients. And this is a simple diagram of research. And this blue part is for the first aim of our research. The pink part, we'll come back to that later. And the main difference of our research with the other studies is the use of metagenomics approach. The shotgun sequences all given genomic DNA and achieves higher resolution to strain level and can identify not only bacteria, but also other kingdoms, microbes, fungi, archaea, and viruses. And we used a taxonomic classification called Kraken2 and visualization and bioinformatics platform called Chime2. Then why did I choose to use shallow shotgun sequencing? I borrowed this format from Amazon, which has been a joy of my life last year. And first, you look at the function of the item that you want to buy. And here, in this case, you're looking at the cross-domain coverage and the taxonomic resolution. And these two, shotgun sequencing and shallow shotgun sequencing, they can do this cross-domain coverage. And also, they have high resolution of taxonomic resolution. In the past research, we used 16S rRNA gene sequencing, which only targets the bacteria, and ITS sequencing only targets fungicide. But these two, the shotgun sequencing and shallow shotgun sequencing, they can do all that in one run. So 16S and ITS is out, and then you look at the coast and shallow shotgun sequencing it is. And as a result of using the shallow shotgun sequencing, this is a taxonomic bar plot presenting the relative composition of the bacterial microbiome. The bacterial compositional analysis demonstrated expectedly that CF patients had a higher relative abundance of Pseudomonas aeruginosa compared to non-CF samples, that the green bars on the chart. However, our novel approach to understand the upper and lower airway microbiota have characterized these taxa to strain level, allowing us to investigate these communities at a higher resolution. And interestingly, the CF patients and CRS without polyp patients had co-occurrence of this strain, Staphylococcus aureus strain RF122 in their microbiome, which is the purple portion of the graph. And this strain, Staphylococcus aureus RF122, is known to cause severe mastitis in cow, the breast milk duct inflammation. And it is a huge problem in their industry. And it is known to have higher biofilm development ability, and it produces various toxins. But there isn't a study that shows a relationship with respiratory diseases. So our study is the first study that showed that the possibility of this strain, Staphylococcus aureus, RF122, involvement in respiratory diseases. And using the CHIME2, the bioinformatics platform, we calculated the beta diversity to evaluate changes in diversity or composition across the clinical states. This is a Jacquard dissimilar matrix, which demonstrates a compositional shift by clinical comorbidity. And this shows that there are a significant difference between control, CRS, and CF respiratory microbiome. On the other hand, it shows no significant differences between upper and lower respiratory microbiome, which means the microbiota across the two locations, sinus and lung, are similar, and that supports the unified airway hypothesis we talked about. And we also calculated the alpha diversity using CHIME2, which is the bacterial microbiome richness, and the richness between the clinical states were similar. And we were also able to evaluate the fungal microbiome. Excuse me. The reason why we evaluated the fungal microbiome is because we have shown that there are interesting interactions between bacteria and fungus in sinonasal cavity of mice that affects the microbial composition and also the immune responses. And this study was published last year. And however, in this study, we did not find a considerable difference in their composition between clinical states. But we could observe mainly the Botrytis cinerea, Colletotrichum higginsianum, Yarrowia lipolytica, and Candida dubliensis in all samples as a major member of fungal microbiome. But this taxonomy characterization was a little different than the previous study using the ITS sequencing, which have genus Malassezia as a dominant fungal component. And we assume that this difference is due to the different database used for each analysis. And this was the one weakness of the shallow shotgun sequencing compared to ITS sequencing. The taxonomic platform that we used, the Kraken2, for the fungal taxonomy is more like based on environmental, whereas the ITS sequencing, they are like more focused on the clinical part. So I'm sure this will improve as the database updates with more fungal sequences. Hopefully we can go more with this. And the beta diversity analysis did not show significant association between the fungal microbiome and CRS or CF. So is this the fungal microbiome doesn't mean anything? Well, I'll talk about that a little bit more in the summary, which is this. And in bacterial microbiome, we confirmed higher relative abundance of Pseudomonas aeruginosa in CF samples. And we showed co-occurrence of Staphylococcus aureus strain RF122. This is pretty important. I'll repeat this. Staphylococcus aureus strain RF122. I'll talk about this bugs in the later presentation a lot more. And so they are in CF patients and also CRS without polyposis patients for the first time. We show that for the first time. And we also show that the similarity between sinonasal and lung communities, which supports the unified airway hypothesis. The fungal microbiome did not show significant difference between clinical states, but we could identify the major fungal components of the respiratory microbiome. And in the future study, we can investigate that the interaction between those major fungal members and the major bacterial members to understand their ecology and their influences in immune responses. And these findings demonstrate the advantage of the metagenomics approach to resolve taxa in the strain level and to include fungal, viral, and archaea microbiota community members in understanding the ecology of their airway microbiota. So without this metagenomics approach, if we use the just 16S rRNA gene sequencing or ITS, and we wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the strains, even the species for that matter. And we could not find these differences between CF patients and just normal CRS patients with polyps. And we didn't really talk about the viral and archaea microbiota here, but we do have those data. So hopefully I can use those data in near future. And for the second demo of the study, we will use comparative metatranscriptomics to evaluate the host transcriptome using human gene AmpliSeq. And metatranscriptomic analysis of human genes will allow us to evaluate how upper and lower airway immune responses are related to taxonomic features in CF and CRS patients. So now this pink portion is a simplified diagram of the metatranscriptomic analysis. And we started with the total RNA from the clinical samples and constructed cDNA library to sequence the genes that are expressed differently in different clinical states. And so what it means is using this technique, we can show which genes are more active and which genes are less active, depend on the clinical states, and we can tell what are the functions of these genes. And for the transcriptomic analysis, we use this web-based bioinformatic platform called RANA-Seq. And this is your work pipeline for the analysis. It gives full RNA sequencing analysis from the FASTQ file, which is the very raw data from sequencing. With just this, by looking at this FASTQ file, I wouldn't be able to tell anything. But this platform analyzed to the functional analysis of results, and such as differential gene expression results and functional enrichment result and gene set enrichment analysis results. I'll show you all that. And these graphs shows the differential gene expression. So this volcano plot, which is on the right side, demonstrate differential gene expression, and the genes with the significant expression changes are highlighted as a red dots, a whole bunch of them. And the left side, the heat map, shows the expression value of selected genes for each samples. It only showing 100 genes that shows the most differential expression. So when I saw this heat map, I was so excited. Are you excited? No, why not? Well, I'll give you a bunch of reasons to be excited. First, this represents there is a significant difference in the host response between CRS and CF. Second, do you see these three samples that I highlighted in red? They show different gene expression pattern than other CF samples. They're more similar to the CRS. And 529 RB, 529 LE, and 513 LE are the samples that without the Staphylococcus aureus RF122 in their microbiome. And 513 LE was also with a polyp. And this may be an evidence that the Staphylococcus aureus RF122 involves in these gene expression differences. And that 134 RB highlighted in green is from the transplanted lung, which confirms that these gene expression results are reliable. And the right side, the line chart shows the expression value of genes. And we can see the several genes that are highly expressed only in CF. And the right side, the right side, the heat map of expression similarity between each pair of samples. And the similar samples have lower values in the graph towards the red. And the higher similarity between the samples in the same clinical states confirms that the this experiment was conducted correctly, which is a good thing. And here is another cool looking plot. It can be a little complex, but it's pretty easy, I'll explain. So the bubble size represents the amount of total genes with the notated function. And the blue represents the portion of the genes that are actually expressed differently in CRS versus CF. And I've highlighted those functions in green letters with larger number of differentially expressed genes, which are those immune responses, innate immune responses, neutrophil degranulation, signal transduction, and inflammatory responses. And you can see that they are like related to the immune system. This shows like better connection. So this represents the network of functional analysis. Each node represents a functional category, and darker the node, higher the percentage of significantly differentially expressed genes annotated to that category. And this shows that the most of the differentially expressed genes connected to the inflammatory responses. It ends up right there. Okay. And you can see that also all these other genes are going to immune responses, which also goes to inflammatory responses. So they are like all connected together. And we also compare the gene expression of different body sites. And this shows a sinus of CRS and CF patients. So sinus of CRS and CF also showed many differentially expressed genes on red dot, the red dots, which is 717 genes. Okay, so we don't have a lot of time, and I'll go through the rest of data a little fast, and you should be able to follow since they are the very same format as the previous data. And here, and these shows that there is a clear difference in gene expression between the sinus and CF versus CRS. And again, the red highlighted samples, 513 LE and 529 LE samples, they are the ones without Staphylococcus aureus RF122 strain in their microbiome. It showed lower gene expression compared to the ones with Staphylococcus aureus RF122. And since 134 LE, which was the green last time, is the sinus sample of the lung transplanted patients. So since this is a sinus sample, that's sinus still have those malfunctioning CFTR genes. And it expressed the genes that other CF samples expresses, the ones with the Staphylococcus aureus RF122. And the functional analysis also represents the similar pattern as the previous CF versus CRS comparison. And the functions with higher differential gene expression, they are also related to the immune responses. And these genes have higher expression in CF than CRS. And one interesting thing over here is, I think, is a neutrophil degranulation. And also in the other like inflammatory responses, they show this Th1 responses. And those allergic CRS, they usually shows the Th2 responses with like eosinophil degranulation. But here we have neutrophil and some other Th1 responses. That's a little different, but I think this is very interesting part. Fact. And we also compare the gene expression of lungs of CRS and CF. And they also showed many differentially expressed genes, 372 genes. And these also showed clear difference in gene expression. And again, that 529 RB sample, the one without Staphylococcus aureus RF122, showed lower gene expression compared to the ones with Staphylococcus aureus RF122. And the transplanted lung sample, 134 RB, the green highlighted sample, it presents low gene expression. But interesting thing about this is that 134 RB also has that the Staphylococcus aureus RF122. So this transplanted gene, which has the CFTR, like normal CFTR genes with the lungs with the normal CFTR genes with the Staphylococcus aureus RF122 really doesn't show those highly expressed CF, the genes that expressed in CF. So what we can actually assume that this malfunctioning CFTR genes and the Staphylococcus aureus RF122 interact each other and cause these highly expressed genes in CF. We definitely need more confirmation on that one, but that'll be our future study. And the functional analysis, again, presents a similar pattern as the previous data. And the genes with higher expression related to again, those immune functions that we talked about before. Here, but interestingly, only 4 differentially expressed genes were detected when we compare the samples with and without polyps. This may indicate that the differential gene expression that we saw in the previous results are not due to the presence of polyps, but due to the other factors. I'm guessing Staphylococcus aureus RF122. And this is the summary of the study. And there are significant differences in gene expression between CF and CRS, which relate to the immune responses. And the polyposis did not present significant differential gene expression. And the results may suggest that the certain member of microbiome, Staphylococcus aureus RF122 maybe, influences the differential gene expression in immune responses in CF. Therefore, in the future study, I will definitely focus on the Staphylococcus aureus RF122 to confirm that it is the extra key member of microbiome that influences immune responses in CF. And if it is, I will determine how those Staphylococcus aureus RF122 affects the disease progression. And hopefully I can find out how we can manage that. And that is the end of my presentation. And these are the great people and organizations who made all this possible. And thank you for listening, and I'll take questions.
Thank you very much, Keith. And that was very interesting. If you have a question for Dr. Lee, go ahead and type it in the chat. I don't see anything right now, but I was very intrigued to see that about the Staph aureus. I wonder what you think about could the fact that some people with significant CF do not have significant sinus disease, like I don't, could that be explained by just whether or not I have Staph aureus RS-122 living in my sinonasal cavity?
Well, we just found out that there is probably a connection between those inflammations and the Staph aureus RF-122. It's literally to say these are like actually connected to each other, but I'll definitely want to work on that. But I am hoping that it's related and, you know, just get rid of that strain of Staph aureus health. Those inflammations.
Yeah, that would be quite a significant contribution to the field of CF, that's for sure.